You're listening to the Training Dummies. Off the Record with Rob and Daryl.
Hey guys, this is Training Dummies Off the Record, episode number one. Kind of something brand new we're doing. It's May the 2nd. We're looking at ways to try and give you guys more for less. I guess for you doing less, then we'll give you more because we like you.
That works.
The point of these episodes, I believe, is we're going to do a little bit shorter, a little more opinion pieces, a little more less structured what we were doing before, maybe some quick interviews, some first impressions, or some, you know, because we don't do news. We don't do a lot of that stuff, right, Daryl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and our regular episodes are, like you said, structured. They're very structured. They've got a beginning. They've got the middle where we're learning about something or you know, teaching about something. We have an expert guest. And then we got our ending where this is going to be, yeah, completely different, completely opinion, or even just short little interviews where we're not necessarily learning about a specific topic, because that's something the other shows do. They have a very specific topic, right? A very goal-oriented episode on what we're trying to learn from that. So this is, going to be something totally different from that.
Well, people have been begging, clamoring for, I don't know, darn near 5 years now for you to just read patch notes. And that's like, that's it. Like, can we just have an episode of Daryl just reading patch notes? And the answer to that is no. But
you know, I've never heard that feedback before. They must be sending it straight to you.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's my inbox is full.
Right.
But tonight, what we wanted to do is talk about Heroes 2.0. And you're saying, Rob, you just did that. You just had DJ Tyrant on the show. What else can you say? Well, like we said at the top here, this is just going to be all about our opinion, our feedback, and a little bit of first impressions. So, logging into 2.0, it's been a week now. Daryl, what did you do? What was the first thing you did when you logged in?
I think what everyone did, open the loot boxes. What do I got? How many loot boxes do I have, and what cool stuff did I get? That was awesome.
Yeah, that was amazing. How many, do you recall how many loot boxes you got?
I had nowhere near as many as you. I think I had 23, I think. Yeah, 23.
I thought you had more than that.
I think it was 23. I was level 170, I think.
So I just started cracking them open right away. I didn't pay attention to how many I had. I think I had 62-ish.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember.
That's awesome.
Maybe, I don't know. I got excited, and I even picked up some additional ones. So I landed on level 410, I believe, was where I landed. And so, yeah, so we got a couple of the veteran loot boxes, which is what you got, I think, per 100 levels, and then some of the epic ones or rare ones or mm-hmm. just the regular ones. So it was like Christmas morning. I was flipping out. I was sitting here just giggling like the whole time. Every time I opened a box, I was like, even if there was one thing remotely interesting to me, I was like, yes, I'm keeping it. And then I made the mistake of re-rolling. And then all of a sudden, oh my gosh, that however much gold I had, 25,000 or whatever, that's gone now. That's totally gone. I fell into the re-rolling pit. Well, to be fair, I think I bought Genji and then I re-rolled a lot. Now, the re-rolls often paid off a lot more than they didn't. So if I had a chest that was just commons, just the white boxes all the way across the board, I unless there was something I really liked, I always re-rolled that. So I think the one thing I learned is that one reroll is kind of good enough, the 250 gold. I wasn't getting a whole lot more out of multiple rerolls.
Right.
So that's kind of my general rule of thumb. What was your favorite skin or your favorite thing you got out of your loot boxes?
Oh, I don't even remember. There was a few skins that I really liked. The one I was really hoping for was the Primeval Diablo, which I unfortunately didn't get.
Ah.
I know, that one looks so cool. Well, the problem is it's like 1,600, shards?
Oh, it's
is
one that, of those, yeah.
Yeah, it's a legendary one.
High-end ones.
So I have, I think, 700 right now, so I'm a ways off. And as far as I understand it, you can't even buy the shards. You
cannot buy the shards, but...
Right.
And I haven't seen how that translates into like the items, like crafting the items. But I did see like a featured thing earlier today that you could buy like one of the mounts with the gems rather than the shards. So I don't know if that's just another way of you know, basically micro transactioning you into, you know, throwing some money into your BattleNet account or, but I don't know. Should I tell you that I did get the Primeval?
Oh, no way, dude. Really? Well, yeah. If I could, I don't know if there is. I didn't see a way to actually purchase it other than craft it with the shards. But if they allow it to be bought with the gems, and I don't think it could right now, I'd definitely be putting money in my gem balance to buy that, because that looks so cool. That one looks really cool. I really want that one.
I feel like right now, now that the Overwatch event is over, like if I do decide to take any of my WoW gold translated into my BattleNet account, I would probably buy a Hero's Chest with that. And to be honest, I've actually done that already. So.
Nice.
I'm not even kidding you. There is something about the little fix that you get opening the Hero's Chest. It's like it's another level, man. I think it's more than Hearthstone cards. I think it's more than the Overwatch loot boxes too. There's something about it that like it's very dynamic. The sound is cool. Like it's very cool. I don't know if they were flagged to just be a little more generous during this event, but man, I felt like I was opening awesome stuff left and right, and like skins that I thought were amazing that were just epic skins, or you know, they weren't even legendary. Mm-hmm. I was just like, man, I was laughing in my chair, just sitting here, just laughing and laughing. Opening another one, I'd be like, "Oh my god,
that's awesome!"
So yeah, I'm sure. I don't know if I woke my kids up or not, but yeah, it was good.
Well, I don't even like Overwatch. I haven't played it that much. I really haven't. I didn't even do this latest Uprising event. I didn't even log in once for it. I feel kind of bad about that now that it's over. But
dude, it was so good.
I know, but I just. I'm not good at that game, and I never got into it, really. First-person shooters aren't my thing, and then when I'd go in, it was just, you know what, if they did a PvE campaign or something, I'd probably be all over it.
That's what the event was, PvE campaign.
Yeah, I know, but it's a one-time, like, you just do it and then it's over, right? But, like, I mean, like, a long...
Then you get a free loot box, and then you do it. It was really fun. Yeah. And you could do it the one time in the structured mode, which was basically the story that was actually with the characters that were there for the event. And then you could do it again and get another loot box and go in as any characters.
Oh, okay. Well, I should have done it. I didn't. Oh, well.
Yeah, man, it was great.
I need more time in the day. But even still, like the loot boxes for Overwatch, I'm not all that excited. But yeah, as you said, with Heroes, man, I just want more. Like, that's the heroes I'm picking now are the ones closest to level. I'm like, oh, they're close to a level. I'm playing that one.
They fine-tuned so many of those little things now, where when you go in and look at your quest, it tells you, like, hey, here's one that's close to leveling, here's one that's close to 10, here's one, you know. And so it's kind of, it's that carrot on the stick, but in a really good way, like even more than ever. Not just, hey, win, play 8 games, or, you know, play 2 as an assassin. It's actually like, it goes, hey, if you play this one, you'll get another loot box. And you're like, yes, I will.
I know, it keeps popping up. I think it's Tychus. I'm at level 9 with Tychus, and that one keeps popping up all the time, saying, you know, you only got to level 10 is a big loot box. Here you go.
So, I feel like the UI has, you know, they're constantly doing little tweaks to it. So there's little things that feel really good. I really like when you're actually playing a match, you know, there's a lot of little, just little things that are in the details that you can see when somebody, you know, when Butcher marks somebody, it's really clear. Or when Zul'jin marks somebody, it's really clear. I don't feel like the gameplay itself has changed really. You know, since I've been a beta or alpha or whatever, like, I don't feel like the gameplay itself has changed that much.
No,
like,
it's the still core of the game feels like the same game.
The core. But I don't know, the interface, the chests, the progression system, all of that has completely just breathed new life into this game. I feel like I need to move it up on my launcher. I need to move it up a couple of notches here.
Oh, that's right. We can do. I've never rearranged mine. I should really do that. But yeah, I definitely. You know what? I haven't logged into Warcraft in, I want to say a week and a half.
Oh my goodness.
So it's been Heroes when there's people on to play Heroes, and I've kind of got myself back into Civilization VI. I don't know how I did that, but you know, one more turn. But anyway, I've been playing. Yeah, it's Heroes. Like that's one. If there's someone, I prefer to play with other people. So if there's someone on to play with, that's my go-to. That's what I'm doing right now. It's like, oh, let's do Heroes match. So
we did something tonight that we don't normally do. A lot of times we end up playing AI matches because it's easy, it's fun, and if you mess up, it's like no big deal, right?
Yeah.
Or you're playing with your kids or whatever, right? So as part of the Nexus Challenge thing going on right now, well, that first week was allowed AI matches to count towards the challenge that they had set up. So, you know, of course, AI. So tonight, a bunch of us popped into Quick Match, and you got in time to catch a couple of those games.
Yeah, I got two in there.
Before you came in, I believe we played a total of five games, and I had won three before you came in, and then when you came in, we won the other two as well. So I'm trying to figure out if our buddies, Justin and Jab and them, are just that good that they're carrying us, or if, like,
probably,
you know, we're actually probably just better suited, not playing, you know, the baby mode, I guess.
Well, because it was a quick match, that dictated the character that I picked more. I had a StarCraft quest that I didn't work on because I didn't feel comfortable playing any StarCraft characters against other people. If it was AI, I'd have probably picked Tychus to work on my level 10. But I haven't played that character in so long now that I'd be rusty. I don't think I would do very well. Whereas Nazebo, ever since they came out with that Ginger Dread Nazebo at Christmas, that's yes. That is the hero I have played the most since Christmas. Since that skin came out, I purchased it right away. I'm like, that is the most amazing skin I've ever seen. And I love it. Just everything about it, even, you know, the sounds, the sound effects of when you do your zombie wall, it's a bunch of little gingerbreads. And just the laugh that they do, I love it. But anyway, that's why I picked that character, is because I was most familiar with it. We're doing quick matches, right? So it's against other people. I wanted to do well. So it definitely
I definitely impacted my decisions. And I did have a StarCraft quest, but I chose Raynor for that because I felt like I was fine to play Raynor. I wasn't gonna hinder the team. And then after that was over, I picked Vala. Because Vala's been one of my go-to forever, and I think she's in a really good place right now. But yeah, it is weird how, like, I think quick match for a lot of people is where they go in to try things out and to play heroes they're unfamiliar with. And for me, it's like, that's where I don't want to go in there and be a jackass. Yeah,
that's what AI is for.
I want to carry my weight. So I played a couple characters and I had a ton of fun. Of course, winning is fun, but I think the coordination that it takes to play against people rather than AI. I don't know, but playing on elite AI, man, you can get tore up in there. So.
Well, even last night. So last night I played with Bitter and Salty, and I did a couple matches with them. And I didn't realize they're playing AI, but they weren't doing elite, but they were doing veteran. And I didn't know that the first match. So I picked Gul'dan. I'm like, Gul'dan's almost five. I should play a couple matches on him. We're just doing AI. Well, we got wrecked. We lost the first match because...
Wow.
I didn't realize it was veteran, which is a step up from adept, and I'm on a character I've only played like a handful of times, and it's even been a couple months, so it was a disaster. So once after that, I picked a different character. I'm like, okay, well, we're doing veteran. I better pick something I at least have a clue on. So we did better after that, but that's exactly, you know, you need to pick the appropriate character that you have some experience with when you're going into those higher difficulties, either A, against other people, or you know, veteran or elite on AI.
Well, so I think the point of what Blizzard has done with the week two and the Nexus challenge is to encourage people to get into quick match and get out of AI matches. Because I believe what had happened was even with the previous challenge that they did a while back, where you got like a hover bike and you got the Overwatch skin for Genji and stuff. Some of the bigger streamers were going into Heroes, putting it on easy mode AI and stomping through it, and people were going, "Man, this game's dumb." And so I think, you know, what they want to do is actually show you what the game is about. It's about team fighting. Uh-huh. It's about, you know, making better choices. It's about sticking together. It's about skill. And I think none of that is reflected in most levels of AI play. So with this challenge, they've kind of now we're in week two, and then the next week three and four, you're not going to be able to do the challenge in AI. And I'm fine with that. I feel like this finally kind of pushed me out of my comfort zone and into something else. And I had a really good time. And I don't think that it's always going to be a good time, but. Mm-hmm. You know, when the majority of the team is largely your friends and voice with you, it's easy to even, you know, just get in there and coordinate and kick some butt.
Yeah, definitely. And even with the AI, like what I found is some I'll choose different talents because it's AI.
Yes.
And a lot of them are the quests because the game never lasts long enough to complete the quest, so I don't even bother with the quests anymore. On AI.
Yeah.
Like I know Nazebo, for instance, like the one I played the most this Christmas, out of the first three talents, two of them are quests, and I started to pick them in the beginning, but I was never getting close to finishing them before we won the match because they just go so much quicker. You never get to level 20 or very rarely. So it's like, well, why even bother with that talent? It doesn't do nearly as much. So.
Yeah. So one of the first games that we played, I was on Raynor, and choose a talent pops up and I go and click on it and I'm like, wait, looking at it, I realize, oh, this is a level 20 talent. You don't ever see these. Like, exactly. And I'm like, well, crap, what do I want to do here? You know, so it's like, it's a whole nother level of play. I think that the talent system is super awesome and we've kind of like cheated ourselves a little bit by playing these modes where you don't really get to experience like how cool some of the design is, you know?
Yeah, well, you never see level 20, and what is it? You rarely see 16, but never 20.
Yeah, even on the more difficult AI modes, you can usually blow through it, you know, at the 15-minute mark or whatever. So I don't want to drag this out too much because the intention is to be short, but did you get to take a look at Genji at all?
You know what I haven't? I thought about buying – I'm still sitting on 30,000 gold. I didn't – when I was opening my initial loot boxes, I forgot about the re-rolling. So I'm sure I would have re-rolled. If I'd have thought about it, I'm sure I would have re-rolled quite a few because I'm sure I had some with all common loot. So I'm still sitting on 30,000 gold, so I might pick up Genji now.
Okay. Have you played Tracer?
A couple times.
Okay, well, that's exactly what Tri-Mode is for. I would go into Tri-Mode. What you can do in Tri-Mode is you could set everything to level 20 and turn off cooldowns. You know, you could set it up however you want. But definitely go in and try it out because Genji is another one of those, I think, higher skill capped characters. If you just go in there and you just try to do your thing, like there's a lot of, you know, the way that he has a skill shot that's that, you know, where he kind of dashes forward and it's way farther than you think and it's way harder to get out. And he's one of those characters where his trait, you know, the D actually does something really useful. So there's a lot more to think about. So I wouldn't tell anybody who's not super comfortable to buy Genji right away. Do it in try mode. Check it out. You may love it. It is definitely a very good translation of his Overwatch character. But I wouldn't recommend him to a casual or more of a novice player up front. There's a lot more friendly characters, I'd say. Yeah. So what did you think about the Hanamura map?
It's different. I like it though. It's I haven't done it against in a quick match or against other people, but I mean, what I have played, I like it. It's definitely different. You know, there's a strategy of moving along your payload, but also splitting your team to prevent the other payload from going. So I like that multiple strategy where you're working against each other for the same objective. What's similar to that is the Dragonshire, was it Dragonshire or Dragonshine map? That is my favorite map to watch competitive heroes on because there is those two points you have to get that opposite ends of the map and then the dragon in the middle and you have to control both of those at the same time and then get the dragon. So it's that objective and the split objective that I really like and I see something similar in that in the Hanamura map. In the split objective in that kind of situation.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, the other ones where it's like, it's one objective, you know, the corpse spiders, you got to collect the spiders and turn into gems. And once you get enough gems, that's it. But there's no, you're not fighting over the objective other than turn-ins, right?
Well, there's a lot of things to do, but yes, basically it's, you know, when the payloads come out, mm-hmm. you either escort them or you try to contest theirs. So it's kind of very a lot more team fights, a lot more mm-hmm. being pushed into team fights. I know that they said one of the points of the map was that you weren't probably going to kill their forts or keeps very much. And, you know, I've only played it once in quick match, but we pushed pretty hard and I believe got two of theirs down at least. And yeah, I don't know. They got one of ours down. It still felt like it was very, you know, the lane was very important and your forts were important still. But I know that the bulk of damage to their core happens through getting the payload. So
yeah, it just the towers give you an extra shot when you get your payload there, right? So in similar to Towers of Doom, in that Towers of Doom you get the extra shots, but in Towers of Doom you always have that extra shot if you take their keep. This one you get, if you knock down their keep, you get an extra shot once and then it's used up. So that's kind of cool in that regard, where it's not, you're always going to have two shots, right?
Well, yeah, you won't always, but you know, depending on how well you play it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So then, first impressions. Love it. Okay with it.
2.0?
Pass on it. Yeah.
I love it. It's more, yeah, it's an incentive program for a game that I love to play. It's just more incentive to play something I already love to play. So how can you go wrong with that, right?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, we had hit level 40 quite a while ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you had a stim pack, it had several characters leveled up, and for me it was like, oh, I've done the thing, you know, and I still enjoy playing it. I still went in and played it, and I like what the game does. But now, that missing piece, that incentive, that reward, that progression, that's all, like, it's all there, and it's all, mm-hmm. you know, there's several different forms of it, so... It's, yeah, I think A+ did a fantastic job.
Yeah. And the best part is it's free to play if you really want to. You'll still get all these rewards if you want to pay nothing, right?
Yep, totally. Yep. You don't have to pay for chests. You don't have to pay for heroes. In fact, if you log in now, there's an event going on where you can, they give you 100 gems, which is, you know, one of the currencies. And they have different bundles set up that are, you know, more, you know, they have a flex bundle, which is a little bit of everything, a warrior bundle, an assassin bundle, and you can just buy one of those bundles. You can only do this once for the 100 gems, and the bundle has 20 different heroes in it. So for free, just for logging in, that's what, you know, you don't even have to subscribe. You don't have to pay anything. It's just right there. You get 20 free out of the gate. So that's like a good
close to one third
of the hero base already. So if you're not doing it, you're silly not to go in and get the stuff.
So how did you decide which one to pick?
I kind of made a mistake. I thought that I could buy more than one bundle and I was going to get everything. But my problem is when looking through these, I can count on one hand how many heroes I don't own already. So I picked the one that I thought was going to give me at least somebody that I was interested in.
Right.
But I didn't realize that hero was also in another bundle that would have given me two heroes instead. Or two or three, I don't know. Yeah. So, yeah, I messed up a little bit, but it's really not a big deal. Which, how did you pick your bundle?
Just the one that gave me the most. I don't have as many heroes as you, but I have quite a few. So I think it was the flex bundle would give me 7. Two of the other bundles would give me 6, and the fourth bundle would give me 5. So I picked the bundle that would give me 7. Just to max out the amount of free heroes I'm getting.
I remember back in the day, I say that, you know, back in the old days, the sales that they had every week was like a hero was like $3.99 or $4.99. Yeah. So I would buy whatever hero was out every week,
mm-hmm.
right? $2, $3, $4, and that's how I justified it, because I wasn't paying $10 for a hero. I wasn't buying the bundle with all the skin and, you know, like mm-hmm. all that stuff. So I'd buy the hero with gold, and then I would buy the rest of the bundle, and then it would
there you go.
You know, so like, you know, I was, and if you play, if you have a stim pack going, you know, you're basically, you know, chugging the gold right into your pocket. Yeah. You know, you just keep playing and doing the quests and getting heroes to 5 and 10, yep. And it's gold, 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 you know, so it's easy. Well, I think that's 2 thumbs up from both of us. Yep, strongly recommend it. Ton of fun. The key to success in this game is going in with friends.
I agree.
If you don't have friends, then that sucks. But I don't know, man. Shoot me a message on Twitter. I'm on a lot, but I'm still in Warcraft a lot. I still play Hearthstone. I still play Overwatch. So shoot me a message. You know, if I'm on, I'm happy to party up with people. So, and there's tons of communities. Same. The Lords of the Storm community, their Discord is huge. They've got a ton of people in there. They've always they have a channel in game going. We do too, but it's not really a public channel. It's mainly for our guild team and that. But yeah, there's a lot of really great communities out there that are the, you know, I think Frog Pants has one, and like I said, Lords of the Storm. So yeah, there's tons of ways to at least partner up with somebody if you're if you're trying to get this quest done. So yeah.
All right, so I guess that wraps up, hey? We're good for off the record number one.
Yep, that is it. Number one. If you guys like the off the record concept, the style, let us know. Shoot us a message over on Twitter. The show is at Training Dummies. I am at Rob Copeland. Daryl is at Daryl_TTD. Or you are welcome to join us in our Discord, and that is at discord.me/TTD.
All right, so we're just going to play the same intro we have because we don't have a new one yet, but it's coming.
It's advice you can trust from people you shouldn't.